Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith over here, broadcasting live from DeVille Square, Pensacola Business Radio. For the third time this month, I've had to break out six microphones, and I'm going to have to thank Tina because she seems to be my good luck charm for that. So I have a fantastic group of people here in the studio with me doing all kinds of amazing things here in Pensacola, and I'm going to let them go around the horn and introduce themselves, and then we're going to get right into it. So by all means, Summer Chaser, take it away.
All right. Thank you. My name is Tina Morrison. I am here today representing Perdido Key Events.
Yeah. Welcome to the side of the king of the border.
Thank you. I know. It's quite a haul. I rarely ever leave the island.
Yeah. So go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, Keith. My name is Jeff Spade, and I've volunteered to do the Perdido Key Arts event here with the wine tasting with Tina. She's allowed me to become the featured artist at this event.
Yeah.
More than delighted to be there.
That's very cool, man. Well, welcome. We hope you have some fun.
Thank you.
I'm a little upset you guys didn't bring wine, but we'll get to that later. So go ahead, Anthony.
Yes, sir. My name is Anthony McMillan, and I'm here to represent HD Relationship, stands for High Definition Relationship, where we help you to connect the dots.
Yeah, I think that's a great name for business, first of all, and I think your concept's really cool. So, and Aaron and Steve speak very highly of you, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Valerie Taylor, and I'm here with UWF's Continuing Education Department, specifically the Explore Summer Camp program.
Yeah, because we all need that, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would love it.
I'm telling you, let me tell you, go ahead and I'll jump in. Go ahead. I don't want to take that. Go ahead. Go ahead.
My name is Rhonda Robinson. I am also with UWF Continuing Ed, and I am in charge of the leisure learning for programs for seniors.
Yeah. Even more fun.
Get to do more fun.
Because you can drink.
Right.
Before the event, people, not there.
Right.
So one of the things that happens real quick, summer camp, when you say kids, is like 3 days ago, the mass blast on Facebook goes out. Oh, my God, help. Tell me what's going on right now, because there's so many options these days.
Definitely.
So we had to do the mass marketing of data collection from other friends. So I'm actually glad you're here today, because you will now facilate the rest of it.
Perfect.
I can give back. You know. Yeah. So but let's get into... Let's talk about some wine and art.
All right, I'm ready. We just got the wine today, so I checked in 60 cases of wine. And
are you sure that's going to be enough?
I'm not sure.
You're going to have a lot of people.
We may have to order some more, but
that's a good start.
It is a good start. It's a great start. The event is this Friday and Saturday. Friday night is the Taste of Perdido, and that's really a wonderful way to just get a sample from 10 different local restaurants, and you get a sampling of food and a sampling of wine. And we have a different wine, of course, paired with each one of those dishes. It's underneath a big 70-foot tent at Villaggio, right across the street from the beach. So you get that nice coastal breeze. And on our menu, we have things like sushi, wild boar tamales,
yum,
fish tacos, smoked crab and shrimp stack, a carpaccio roll, which I'm not sure what it is, but I'm
oh,
really
you've never had carpaccio?
No.
It's really cool.
What is it?
It is very, very thinly sliced raw or cured beef.
I'm in.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm in. And the wine, and like I said, we have paired a wine with each one of those. Well, I haven't, but the wine lady has. Janet from M&J Wines has. And the Pinot Noir that's going with that carpaccio is called a heavyweight, and it's got a boxer on the label, because I know some people do buy wine because of the label.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's got a really
cool label.
That's why
I buy canned beer. Seriously, because of the art that's on it. It's really,
really
cool, yeah. Especially with like the microbrew peoples.
And then we have a new beignet cafe in Perdido Key called Cafe Beignets, and the pairing with that one is going to be a sparkling almond. So we even have a dessert. So like I said, 10 different restaurants, 10 different wines, and that is all for only $30. So we are going up on our ticket price next year. So this is really the last year to get in at this great price. That's this coming Friday the 13th, 5:30 to 8:30. These tickets you do have to purchase in advance, so we obviously know how many people we're expecting. We max out at 200. We're about at 130 right now. You go to visitperdido.com to pre-purchase those Friday night tickets. And then we have Saturday is more of a festival with just wine tasting. No sit-down dinner, but there will be food vendors there, and we have 40 arts and crafts vendors and some amazing art there on Saturday. You can get the tickets there on the day. That's only $15, and that gets you a souvenir glass with 5 tastings. And again, beautiful art. We've got 40 vendors there. That's 12 to 5 on Saturday. So $30 a ticket for Friday night pre-purchase. Saturday, you can pre-purchase if you'd like to avoid the lines or just show up, $15 each. Of course, 21 and over. And we have live music Friday night. We have Pat McCann, who's a jazz musician. And then Saturday, we have Justin Phobes, John Joyner, and the very cute, young, upcoming John Hart. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's going to bring all the young ones.
I believe
in.
You, but
he's a cutie.
You lost me at very cute and boy. No offense. I'm sure the music's great, but you lost me. So
and
my daughters probably know him, though.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the young ones will be out there to see him. He's cutie. And this, I do want to mention that this is sponsored by my company, Perdido Key Events, as well as Perdido Key Chamber. The Chamber of Commerce actually started this event in 2010. This mm-hmm. is the 7th annual. So we're partnering with them. And then Vista Del Mar and Meyer Vacation Rental is also a sponsor.
Very cool. So tell me about, obviously, you got Jeff here with you, but are they all local artists that are coming, or you've got some
Most
regional?
Of them are local. We have some from like Daphne and Fairhope.
Yeah, that's
and
local.
I think maybe a couple from Louisiana, but for the majority, it's all really local. Yeah. And yes, Jeff is our featured artist. He will be the only artist there on Friday night. On Saturday, we have like 40 vendors.
Yeah.
Jeff, who's with Ace Art here in Pensacola, will be our featured artist.
Well, and the reason I ask is because I don't think people realize how awesome the art community is here, between here and New Orleans. Well, and even down towards 30A in Panama City. But
it's amazing.
There's some really, really cool stuff here.
We have great artists here. We have great music here and great chefs because they live in paradise.
That's it.
Why wouldn't they want to be here?
That's why Jeff's here. I mean, he's just, you know, we're waiting for the wine, but yeah, you know.
Not only that, but, no, it's going to be interesting. I'll be sure and bring some friends along. It's going to be a fun time. I was about to say, I've been in the area 5 years now, and I've watched the artists just flourish.
Yeah.
Where did you
come from?
Previously from Michigan.
Okay.
You know, I was born and raised in Michigan, and then throughout the years after I began to travel with my arts, I settled in the Pensacola area and found it just a lovely community, you know, very, very artsy for sure.
So I think is traveling and art, is that, it has to happen, doesn't it?
I got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it was a fun time for many years. I'm enjoying more on a local level now.
Yeah.
And to branch out towards Perdido Key, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know,
so this huge painting here behind you is one of my good friends, Rafi Perez, who has Rafi Was Here Studios.
Know Rafi real well.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they did the whole traveling thing and ran out of money and realized mm-hmm. that he could actually sell his art. And so now it's this huge thing that they have, he and his wife do, but they make some pretty cool stuff. But every artist that we've had in here, we've had a lot, some form of them had traveling in their life, and then they've ended up here, which is kind of cool. So yeah, I just didn't know. I mean, I guess I figured you would be more creative when you kind of get to roam.
Well, I look forward to it. I still do travel, not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
It was a full-time gig for several years, but now it's seasonal.
Yeah.
You know, come November, I'll do a few shows. I'll go down to Gainesville and maybe get down near Sarasota way. But
yeah.
For the most part, it's a local gig.
So tell me about, because your card here has all kinds of stuff on it. So you do canvas, and then you've got glass. What is reverse glass?
Oh, that's been the most fun and interesting venue that I've came across. I've painted for many years in my life, and now to get into the glass has been just an extraordinary thing. It's primarily old windows.
Cool.
You know, I recycle, reuse. It's a fun thing, and I get to give each one its own touch.
Yeah.
However it feels that needs to be decorated, et cetera, et cetera.
Nice.
I paint wine bottles, a couple glasses,
yeah,
a little lipstick here or there. You know, it's a fun thing.
Boy, I bet that gets some guys in trouble, doesn't it?
The ladies love them.
That's
all we can say.
Very cool. So where do you find the windows?
Good question. My favorite saying is, they never know they're missing until they feel the breeze.
That's true. Because I've seen a couple. I used to live in East Hill, and some of them would use the old window panes as whatever the lattice for the gardens and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And then they would paint over them. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
It's a fun thing to see them reused in any shape or form or matter.
Can they still be attached to the buildings? Because I've got one in here that's just really boring to look out.
These can hang. I'd like to see these float in front of a window area.
Okay.
You know, I also cascade and do a beach feature with the sea oats. And
I'm sure the property managers would rather it float too.
But along that line.
That's very cool.
Perhaps not a window. <Yeah. you know?
laughs> So if it has a ball of wine painted on a window, then it's a window?
Then it's become a window.
It's a window. Huh?
It's been reprocessed.
Yeah, yeah. So where can people see your art? Other than coming down to see you Friday and Saturday, but do you have a studio in town or you do it all?
Yes, I do. I've got a wonderful place right on Gulf Beach Highway, and it's an old Sears and Roebuck Sears Arts and Crafts home.
Yeah.
It's 1921, and it creaks when the Blue Angels fly by. It's a good old place.
Yep, but it'll last through a hurricane, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's got the old windows.
Tongue and groove, and yeah. I know, because I lived in East Hill, and the old houses, which were art pieces of art in themselves, but yeah. Beautiful area.
An old friend says that they creak, but they hold.
That's right. It's a good sway in the wind.
Yeah, thank you, Keith. I've been there 5 years, like I say. My wife and I, we've retired pretty much, and love the area. Reconditioning an old pontoon now as we speak, and there's just some fun things for the neighborhood. And I'm working on some windows right now. I have a few extras for the show coming up, and
Tina's going to help you empty the wine bottles. I may be down there too.
That's right, we are.
Tell them to save them.
We've got wine coming from. I went blank. Uruguay.
Yeah, sure.
Uruguay. Wow. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. Wow. Uruguay. Uruguay.
Uruguay, yes.
Yeah. Uruguay, yes, we do. And also we, California and France and South Africa. And so we've got from all over.
You get a whole world of wine, right?
Yes. Very cool.
International. Definitely.
All right.
There's one called Duct Tape. Yeah.
I bet there is.
That one's from California. Yeah. It's Duct Tape.
I've tried that.
It's a Chardonnay. It's really good.
It's a great red wine, yes. Yeah.
So how many tastings was that again?
Friday night, you get 10 tastings. You get a sample
which
with
each
of your
food. Which is like a 2-ounce pour, 1.5, 2
it
ounce is, pour.
Yes.
So it's like half a glass of wine.
And then Saturday, it's 5 tastings for $15. And all the wine is available for purchase by the bottle, and then we'll discount it by the case. So you can just sample, see what you like, and then you can buy a bottle. We'll open it for you. You can sit around and enjoy, shop the art, and just pick which one you like. And
are you guys doing mixed cases for people?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I know it's always a big thing with, you know, two of these, one of these, five of these.
Right. And the address is on Perdido Key Wine and Art Festival on Facebook, or visit Perdido.com for the address of the event.
Cool.
All right.
The weather sounds fantastic, too,
perfect.
Tina. We're going to be delighted to be out there. I plan on bringing a couple of kiosks. I don't think I'm going to do the whole tent thing unless it really looks like a good storm. But
yeah.
I'd like to
of course, now that you said that,
in the
right?
open. No, it should be fun to see the different arts and how it venues. It's just how I prefer to hang and exhibit my works.
Yeah.
So I'd be delighted to come on down and check it out.
Very cool.
Taste some of that wine.
So, all right. So let's talk about this, because we were talking about this before we got here. We've decided, and a lot of people here decide, that Gulf Breeze or Perdido or even to Milton are like, you need a passport, right? Because you feel like they're so far away. But honestly, from here in the studio, downtown Pensacola, takes, what, maybe 15 minutes, if that?
I normally allow 30 minutes, especially if
traffic,
you've got school
traffic,
buses or whatever. Today, I made it in about 20.
Yeah, see? So it is possible.
Yeah,
right.
about 25 minutes. It's really not that bad.
Yep. So my point is that everybody should go and support, because it's
absolutely
really not that far away.
It's a great event. Like I said, it's the 7th event, and we don't have a lot of big events out in Perdido Key. And this is the 7th annual, sponsored by the Chamber, and it supports local arts, as Jeff says. So everybody loves to go and buy beautiful things, and why not help out a neighbor and purchase it from them?
Absolutely.
So support the local arts.
I saw a quote. I don't know if it was Salvador Dali or not, but they had Dali picture below it, but it said, buy the art of artists that are still alive, because the dead ones don't need it
anymore.
Don't need the money.
That's all right.
But what a great concept.
Yep. I'll diddle that.
Yeah, I figured you would. So, well, cool. Well, thanks for hanging out. And stay a little while, because the door's locked. You really can't leave anyway. Even though you didn't bring the wine. So, all right, Anthony. I've been hearing about high definition relationship ever since Steve and Aaron came in and sat down. So fill me in, man.
Well, they're very nice people, man. High definition relationship, it was something that me and my wife kind of founded several years ago. And it just came out of the many problems that we had in our own relationship. And we had an opportunity to work with some people when we were overseas. We were working with a Christian organization, and we had an opportunity to talk with couples from Morocco, Ghana, Africa, German nationals, people working in the Air Force, Navy, just a wide plethora of different people. And we started thinking, let's write some of this stuff down to help ourselves at first.
Sure.
And then it began to expand out when we began to go over a couple's house and talk to them about relationships. And it just kind of kept going from there. And when we left from overseas, we were in the German Hessen area. When we left from overseas and came here, we thought, well, let's try to do this again.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this now for maybe about a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Haven't done very many. We do about three per year, three small ones, and then one big one we do in February around Valentine's Day. And the whole thing is we just want to help people to learn some relationship skills and practice these principles to kind of fray the negative consequences, well, the negative effects, excuse me, of conflict.
Yeah.
So that's big. So,
and is it all based on, when you say relationships, is it based on any kind of relationship? Is it based on marriage or?
Right. Well, we invite people in that are married, definitely for the one that we do in February.
Mm-hmm.
We get kind of detailed with that. The other ones, we allow people to come in who are engaged or you're just in a serious relationship.
Yeah.
You want to take it to the next level.
Yeah. Okay. So, and then that's what I was wondering more on the love connection, for lack of a better term.
I like it.
I think that one's already taken though. But I didn't know if it was specifically for personal relationships or if you were doing stuff with people in businesses or those kinds of, because let's face it, that's a whole different animal.
It is a different animal.
Yeah,
but we definitely want to reach out to people who are trying to have a healthy relationship because we know how difficult it is.
Sure.
It's very difficult, and there's not too many places you can go to try to get some decent principles on how to actually have a rich relationship.
Yeah.
Because we know is that most relationships are just it's a 50-50 mm-hmm. percent chance, or toss of a coin, I guess they would say. And we just want to take those percentages up a lot higher so that people can be together. Because we think that if a couple is stronger, then that family is going to be stronger too. And so we just want to be a major part of that.
I agree with you. And I think one of the big things that happens is you go to counseling, and those were quotation marks for those that can't see that, but that's sort of the too late kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and what Steve was telling me is that you guys were very proactive in setting people up for success to begin with.
Well, yes. One of the things I want to specify is that we technically really don't get into counseling.
Right.
It's more so like we trying to coach people along.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what Steve was saying.
It was like, cheerleader.
That's not, it was so different. And that, so that was one of the things that really grabbed me when he was telling me about it. So,
yeah. And that's important for us. It really is. We're not very interested in getting real deep. There are people who do that, you know, the psychotherapists, but we just want to know what happened. How did we get here? What was the precipitating events? And can we prevent that next time?
Yeah.
Well, the grass is greener where you water it. So
it really wow,
I like that. Boy, I got to see if these things
see what happens when you hang out continuing your education.
You stay continually educated.
Well, I'll be celebrating 22 years marriage.
Wow, good for you!
Congratulations,
very cool. So, I want to know: is it universal? Are the things that you found and listened to overseas universal here? Does everybody have the same problems?
I think mostly everybody do have the same problems. The only thing you would find different overseas is the culture.
Sure.
Cultures where the males are very dominant and what they say goes. Mm-hmm. And so working around that is,
by the way, we're outnumbered in here, so be careful.
Yes, sir.
And your wife's in the other room. So,
but by and large, there are things that are common. If a couple doesn't know how to communicate together, if they don't have the foundation of love and respect, so they can respect each other, mm-hmm. what's being said, then of course you just can't move too far.
Yeah.
You can't communicate effectively, and you can't get from one place to the next. You can't talk about the deeper things. And what that's all about really, Keith, is dealing with intimacy.
Sure.
And I know most people think that intimacy is really sex, but that's a component of it. But intimacy has to do with getting real close, so close, extreme emotional closeness to where you're in another person's space. And while you're in there, you're not causing any harm or any damage.
Yeah.
But when you start causing the damage, that's when people begin to back up and put up their walls.
Yeah.
So we want people to learn how to talk intimately with each other and take the relationship to a place that's so far away from marriage or relationship breakdown and divorce. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And we think it starts with communication.
I would agree that that is where it starts. I don't think there's any other beginning other than, you know, I mean, from the moment two people meet to the end, the only thing you can do is talk.
Right. Well, I like talking, but I found out in my relationship, several
sometimes
years
you shouldn't.
Yes, sometimes be quiet.
That's what got him in trouble.
I have learned that lesson. It's
got
okay.
Me in a lot of trouble, man. But guys, they want to fix stuff because that's the way we're built. So when our girl tell us something, I'm like, okay, can I fix it? And it's yeah. like, just leave it alone. She said, leave it alone. I'm like, well, what do you want from me? Right.
Yeah.
But she just wants to talk. And most men, they just, when they get stressed, they got to go to the cave. Even if it's in the corner of a room with a TV,
yeah.
they got to get in the cave because men, they process stuff. My wife is going to love this. We process things a lot.
The door's locked. You're okay. Go ahead.
We process stuff a lot slower
yeah.
than women do. I think around the fourth or sixth week, when you're dealing with a child that's in the mother's womb, I think around the fourth or sixth week, there's a chemical release to develop both sides of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
However, with the male child, a male embryo, excuse me, it's only released on one side. So my wife say, I knew
we got the short end of the stick, didn't we?
We did. Got a real short end. So yeah. they're able to do things. I think we call that multitasking,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I can't do that. I got to stay focused with the food or it burns.
That's right. But, and there will be lots of people that will tell you nobody can really multitask. It's right. not a real thing.
That's
we
what
made
I've been
it
hearing
up.
Lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So it puts a lot of undue stress on people to multitask.
You know,
makes me feel a lot better.
You're lucky if I do one thing at a time. It just one.
Nothing wrong with cooking together in the kitchen, neither. That really brings couple together.
You know, oh, I love that,
just
man.
You mentioned 22, and my wife and I just came up from awesome. 42.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Cooking, wow.
cooking in the kitchen is another form of intimacy.
Absolutely.
You know? I think I'll talk to you
it's
after
It's a fun
this.
Thing yeah. to do. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, all right. Now, hold on. You both have to be good cooks, though, right?
Takes a while to learn.
It does. I got about four dishes, so I'm working on expanding my
yeah. There's always Kraft cheese and macaroni, man.
Oh, I love that, too.
Right, you got five. You got five now.
I got my little spot in the corner.
So my wife always says that. She says, we had a seminar. She said, sex starts in the kitchen, you know. Yeah, and I'm like, wow, what are you talking about? On a table? She's like, no. You've got to start helping.
It's that slow
wash
processing
the dishes.
Thing
Come
again.
On, that's it. Right? Just
oh,
slow.
Yeah.
I got it, honey. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the channels for sure.
Yeah.
Good job.
I liked it.
So, well, and it's funny because I get the concept of how we, not only just in relationships, but in business, the difference, whether it be speed or sometimes I don't need to vent. I don't need to let it out. I'll go beat the punching bag or
yes,
run around or whatever.
Cut the grass.
Yeah. But it has also come back to bite me in the butt because sometimes those things don't get resolved when they should have.
That's good, Keith.
You know,
right.
you know what I mean? Whether it was a business decision or whether it's a relationship decision, that whatever caveman mentality of just whatever will be tough.
That's right.
You know,
right.
sometimes you just got to break down the wall and go ahead and cry.
Go ahead and cry.
Go ahead
get
and
a
cry.
Good one.
But I completely can relate to that and understand that concept. So any other, you know, quick tips that you guys got or something that for those that can't make it to a, you know, give me two good things I can walk out of here with so I've got some ammo when I get home. You know, what are some just some really good basic things that help, you know, healthy relationships?
From what we've talked about already, I think one of the important things is just understanding how both of you handle stress.
Yeah.
And we handle stress differently, as you said.
Yeah.
We go to our cave, it helps a man to watch sports. I know where ladies might not hear this, but he's watching that while he's thinking about the problem.
Sure.
And he's actually thinking about, how am I going to solve this problem? But he's trying to disengage for a while.
Right.
You know, and that makes ladies kind of hate the man cave, but we need that. But vice versa, a woman, most of the time when they deal with stress, they have to connect with somebody
right.
that they have confidence in, and they need to talk it out.
Right.
And so if a guy's not good with communication, you know what? It'll be a good idea to learn some communication skills.
That's why they're calling you.
Otherwise, she's going to go find somebody
yeah.
To talk to. And sometimes that's how extramarital affairs
sure.
actually take
sure.
place, you know, because someone listened and they talk better mm-hmm. than the husband did. So I think it's a skill worth investing in if you want to have a strong relationship.
Sure.
And so I would definitely suggest that for guys, but understand that your lady, she really needs to communicate. She needs to get it out and express it. And when she does do that, a lot of times she's fine.
Right.
After that, of course, like you were saying, at some point there has to be some resolution to conflict and a problem. But just understanding those two basic things about the gender differences, I think that can go a long way.
Yeah. So I got to ask the ladies in the room. Does this resonate? Because we're guys, we're clueless. And so you guys need to tell us.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah? Sometimes we just need to talk. We don't need a solution. And it's the solution that you go to immediately.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to fix this. And it's like, no. Yeah. Just need to hear me out.
That's got me in so much trouble, man.
Yeah.
How long does the session last? Is it one time or ongoing? Or
we have, like I say, when we have a session, we got one coming up on the 20th. At the Marriott Suites on Creighton.
Right.
And that usually lasts for about an hour.
Okay. And they're large groups that you guys are talking to, right?
Right. Well, this group, the smaller groups, we do around 40 or 50 people.
Yeah. That's a large. That's not like, you know, me and the lady hanging out on the couch. And, right. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. So this is it's a very seminar edutainment, I guess would be a good word.
That's a good word. Okay.
Yeah, you can have it. I'll bill you later.
Very kind.
I'll bill you later. Actually, I'll bill your wife because I know she's going to pay it.
So you're going to forget it. And then we have an event coming up this weekend, but this is done at down in Crestview, a church in Crestview. So mm-hmm. It's going to be about 80 people. So usually a bigger group, you have to work really hard.
Sure.
And that's why we try to keep the group small so we can have interaction with the people that are there.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you find I think the hardest thing for me in a group like that was you got to kind of admit that maybe I could get better at this. Right.
Right. That's the beginning.
Yeah.
That's a good beginning. Because most guys, they don't want to hear it. I don't need to go to talk to nobody. I know how to take care of my woman. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. And then they go outside when nobody's looking and they call you. Hey, dude, will you send me the clip notes on that? Yeah. And we cry. Yeah, that's it.
But that's the mentality. It's that's why you go to these things, is so you can be better. And there's always room for improvement, no matter what.
Yes, there is always room for improvement.
I look at relationships I'm very intrigued. I'm very intrigued by that because that's what makes you better. So even good relationships can always get better.
They can. I know just this year I found out something about my wife that I didn't know after 28 years. I'm like, wow.
She's going to say, I told you never listen.
She does say that, too.
That was a joke, but
that's a serious line. It's true, isn't it?
True.
So what did you find out? Because I think that's cool because I still find things out every once in a while that I didn't know. And I think it's awesome when you do that.
Well, okay. I'll put this away.
I just got him in trouble.
He's pressing me.
I'm relating to you, and maybe mine to have just been more, I don't know. I'm not going to get in trouble for it, but go ahead. I'm still in a new phase. You know, I'm so many years into this. I'm not 28 years into it. So
there's 100 years of marriage.
I know. I know. Wow.
I know. My son was telling me I'm prehistoric at 28 years. So,
but I think it's cool that after 28 years, you guys can still find out new things about each other.
And that's why you have to slow down and begin to communicate and talk. And I found out that I wasn't hearing.
Yeah.
I was listening. I thought I was listening.
Yeah.
But then when she asked me to repeat what she had said, I bolo.
That's it. That's when you ask the what's the person that does the, what are they called? Stenographer. You can ask him to read that back for you.
Check the record.
Yeah, that's it.
Paraphrase can kill.
Oh, man. To the max.
Yeah.
To the max.
That reminds me of White Men Can't Jump. Where Wesley Snipes is yelling at Woody Harrelson. He says, you can listen to Jimmy, but you ain't hearing Jimmy, you know? So I get that one all the time. You're listening, but you ain't hearing me. So it's a universal.
It is.
Well, very cool, man. So where can people go to find out information for your stuff, your websites, phone numbers, all that good stuff?
Well, they can go to on Facebook, HD Relationship. That's the letters HD, then spell out relationship, and they'll find out the events that are coming mm-hmm. and the ones that we've had, pictures and things of that nature. If they would like some tickets, we do have a few tickets left. If they would call the number 850-261-2135, and we could get them a ticket very, very fast.
Cool.
We also have a website at plife.org. That's plife.org, and they can get some additional information from there too.
Very cool. And we'll keep all those links when we repost the show as well, so they'll be able to find them at our site.
Okay, T.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for hanging out.
Our pleasure,
man. I'm going to leave that door locked just in case. Give her a minute to cool off.
Some trouble.
So, okay. Fill me in on the summer camps, and I'm going to just type as we go because right. I've got to let everybody else know. So,
yeah. So, it's called Explore Summer Camps. It's
yeah.
from UWF. They're week-long academic enrichment summer camps. So, generally, there's like learning involved, but it's very hands-on. So, it's not quite like a classroom.
Sure.
It's definitely more edutainment.
I trademark it right now.
There's another quarter.
So most of our camps are on UWF campus, but we have camps in downtown Pensacola and Milton and Gulf Breeze.
Okay.
And in Fort Walton now this year. So we have so many different kinds. We have Marine Science Camp, which is the Gulf Breeze camp. They get to go out to the sound site every day and they have like a biology lab. Wow. And that's definitely like our biggest camp, and that's for like first through sixth yeah. graders. All our camps are different ages, different themes. We start with incoming kindergartners, and this year we're going all the way up to incoming 12th graders.
Wow. Cool.
And then, you know, there's a camp in this building actually this summer above us at the Innovation Institute. Uh-huh. They have an innovation and inventors camp. It'll be really great.
By the way, they have really cool toys up there. So for anyone who wants to go play with some cool gadgets and stuff.
Okay, thank you.
I'm telling you, man, it's awesome.
Awesome.
It is my worst enemy here in the middle of the day.
Whoa.
It's really amazing
it is.
Up there.
It's like virtual reality and drones and all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah.
I'll get it.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
carry on.
No, it's a fantastic
yeah.
place.
You can walk up there when we're done. I'll show you. It's okay. Really cool. It is. We'll be there till like 5, so you might as well bring a beer.
Okay. Field trip.
On our way. Wine.
Wine. Yeah. There, wine. No, she left it. We already darn decided it. That.
Yeah, so we run all summer long, and some departments have camps, like the College of Health has a camp this year, careers revolving around health and science for middle and high school students.
Cool.
Applied Sciences has this Discovery Lab camp where they do 3D printing and 3D gaming and robotics. And then we
nice.
Just have a ton of different topics. Moot Court is a new camp we're doing this year. We have a fantastic Harry Potter / Explore Hogwarts program.
Yeah, kids will love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're adding like Percy Jackson this year and like doing a few more themed camps like that, American Girl.
Do I get my own magic wand?
They actually do. They make their own magic wand. Yeah. But you have to practice the spells really hard.
That's okay. I bet it'll take me a whole week, won't it?
It would take yes, an entire week, for sure.
So do they run just this camp is this week, this camp is this week, this camp is that week? Do they repeat themselves?
They run pretty much like every camp's a different week. A few camps we repeat a few times over the summer
yeah.
just because
they fill up quick.
They fill up, yeah. So we try to add at least 2 sessions to those camps, sometimes 3.
Yeah. Okay, so where is like the place they can go to? Now, hold on. You can't go for 30 minutes because I have to book my kids first. But after 30 minutes, they can go to?
Right.
Our website is uwf.edu/explorecamps. We also have a Facebook page that links out to all our web pages, and that's you can just search UWF Explore Camps on Facebook, and you should be able to find it.
Cool. And you can do all your registration and stuff online. So
all our registration's online, completely automated.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool.
I didn't know so much was available. Wow.
Yeah. That I'm telling you, man, that's it. So back when I was a kid, which wasn't that long ago, you had one camp. That was it. And you went at 7 and you didn't get picked up till mom or dad were done with work.
That was it.
Figure it out. Go do whatever. Wow. Make some fun. Now, don't get me wrong. I had a great time. But now there's all of these choices.
Yes.
And if you don't pick the right one, the summer could not be fun, right?
Options.
And the worst thing that you could do is not have the kid involved in picking the camps that they're going to spend the time with, right?
That's even worse.
Yeah. So literally it becomes this awesome scramble. Only because we live in such a fast-paced world and there are so many options and my kids can never make the decision. So we're like last week, you know, bottom of the ninth, it's like, oh crap, where do you want to go? And it's like, oh, I don't know what's available. And so, but there are so many cool different things to do, whether it's with you guys or some of the other programs that are out there.
There's so many, like
these
there's
kids are getting
there's
great
camps
stuff.
When yes, I wasn't a kid, Water Boys has a surf camp.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
amazing.
My daughters have done that. They love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good stuff. And so you guys have four spots now. So you're pretty much in every of the counties here.
Yeah. So we do, yeah. Milton, main campus, downtown, and Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
And Fort Walton, five spots now. Yeah. Mm.
Very cool. All right. So what's the other part you got here?
I am in charge of academic, there's some edutainment.
Well, that's a good sign.
No, there's some edutainment in mine as well.
So whether to use your word
academic, that's why I use that word very carefully because, I do programs for seniors and I use seniors actually lightly. It's really for those that are 55 and better.
Nice. Well played. That
was good. It's designed for those in retirement because most of our sessions are during the day, Monday through Friday. You know, between 10 and 3, because, you know, you don't want rush hour traffic.
That's right.
You know, and we do different topics, art, literature, business, culinary events. We're doing this summer. I'm doing one of those group painting classes that are popular now.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're doing one of those. We're going to do a sunset, beach sunset. Yeah. And then that evening we'll go on a dolphin cruise. And like we have the maestro of the operas, Maestro Jerome Shannon. Uh-huh. He's going to share on the history of the opera. So we have these, we call them, you know, classes.
Right.
And it's low commitment. So it's usually one time or you pick the topic. It's a membership based program. So they do pay a $35 a year membership fee. But that includes they get a catalog every semester. So we have a fall, spring, and summer. They get a parking pass.
You do realize this is Florida, right? You really have like a month of winter and then summer.
True.
Three catalogs, really?
Three.
Okay.
Well, they're in line with UWF semesters.
Yeah, I got you.
Early summer, summer,
that's
late
it.
Summer.
Yeah, that's
right.
It. That's it.
We need to rename these.
Well, we're just coming up with all kinds of ideas today.
So, and then they get a parking pass for UWF. So not all of our classes are on the main campus, but some of them are, I'd say about, 20%. And then we have another classroom downtown at the Pensacola, Florida Public Archaeology Network building.
Right. Well, that'll be a different acronym by the end of the year, I promise.
We call it FPAN. So,
okay.
It's right in front of the fish house.
Yeah.
So the very nice classroom there. And so I have about 300 members and 30% are from the Milton Pace area.
Mm-hmm.
30% are from the Gulf Breeze area. And it's, they just don't want to go to the other.
Well, like I just said, I mean,
right. So I have to keep, I'll flip flop classes. So I'll have them down at the main campus and then this time let's have them downtown. So
right.
The
no,
folks at Gulf Breeze will go. Yes, it is very true.
Yeah.
Very
you know true. What would fix that?
What?
An elevated train.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. It could have one from Perdido to the end of Navarre. Awesome.
That would be
any
awesome.
Takers. Call me
I'm
at.
Here.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm here.
So, but you're right though. I mean, you've got some segregation, for lack of a better term.
We do. We absolutely do. And because they don't want to drive, they don't. You know,
yeah,
they've
right.
been in careers all day. They're done. I'm not doing this anymore. So,
yeah.
But we have a lot of fun, and I find that just within the community of the members, I see so many friendships developed and because in retirement there's also that fear of isolation. You're no longer
boredom.
The boredom.
That's right.
And that's what this can really help solve and keep you busy and things that interest you, or maybe it's something you wanted to learn about and never.
And that stupid work thing got in the way, right?
Work got in the way.
Yeah.
So now you have your free time, and a lot of new people that move here they say this is like the perfect place to meet people from all over the community and learn more about the community.
So does the membership get you, can go then choose all the classes you want to choose or events or however you want to title it after?
Yeah, they can. Each class has its own fee.
Okay.
But it is affordable. Most of them are $12,
right.
$25.
Which usually pays for the supplies or whatever else is going on.
Yeah. Like the art class, I think we're charging $17, So we do try to keep it affordable. There are a lot of people on fixed incomes and, right. So we do think of those things. But we try to keep a good variety. And so, you know, which can be a challenge. All of our instructors, teachers are volunteers. So that right there is a challenge too. But
no.
Yeah. But, you know, and not necessarily are they professionals. Some of them are the hobbyists or just somebody who's passionate about the history of Pensacola.
Yeah.
And they'll just share and educate. And the we have a lot of faculty that will volunteer and do these topics. And they say it's like, you know, they're with college kids all day who do not want to be there, but they enjoy doing our sessions because they're like, oh, it's like a breath of fresh air.
They get to skip school.
Air.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but it's like this audience is there. They're asking questions. They just, they're like, well, really? So tell me more about this. And so, you know, they're just, it's like a breath of fresh
yeah.
air to
yeah.
them.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a change. It. I get it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Very
yeah,
cool.
They love it.
Okay, so where can people find this one?
Ours is uwf.edu/leisure learning.
Okay.
And everything, you can register online. We have an actual paper catalog because, you know, that
because old school should never die.
It should never die. I you know, I think I fight
it should just be printed on
thing.
Hemp.
I know. I might get there. So I will be happy to mail one. They can call our office. Yeah. My direct line is 850-474-3491. So.
And I think one of the other cool things is that they don't have to be residents.
No.
You can come down here on, you know, the whatever late summer month that you decide mm-hmm. to stay here in December. Because maybe we get a lot of snowbirds.
I have a lot of snowbirds.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't have to live here to do this stuff.
No. Yeah. But it's a great way to get to know the community. We do tours. We'll tour McGuire's. We get to see all the, you know, secret places of McGuire's. We'll do, you know, tours like that. And so
yeah.
it's just, you know, and just the rich history that yeah. Pensacola has. And so.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So,
all right,
a lot
you
of
guys.
Fun.
I would love to attend, but I don't want to be 55 today.
You're not old enough.
Or tomorrow.
You're not old enough.
Too
you
young.
Can't.
Too young. That's it. I will live vicariously through your instruction. How about that?
Yes.
Okay, guys. Well, we're getting to the end of time here. Is there anything that we've missed from anybody that you thought to know?
One thing I wanted to see, it always happens every time. One other thing is our parking is extremely limited at Villaggio Town Center in Perdido Key Drive, and we are going to use the Floribama bus to shuttle people from the local Publix and the local Winn-Dixie. So if you see that Floribama bus at the Publix or Winn-Dixie, just park your car, jump on it. There's no charge to the rider.
Yeah.
And Floribama has donated that for us. So jump on the Floribama bus and come on over to Villaggio, 5:30 to 8:30, excuse me, Friday the 13th and 12 to 5 this Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Jeff looks like he's ready to go.
Buy Jeff's art.
Yes. I just wanted to put one last plug in for aceartstudio.com. That's my website address. There's other things out there that I do besides the window glass art, windows. So check that out if you don't get a chance. Why, you're always welcome to look at my new stuff and check it out. Thank you.
All right. We're good?
I'd like to thank also
Steve. I'm telling you, it goes. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I did. See?
It's contagious.
It's all right.
Steve speaks. A lot of encouragement that they have given, a lot of support and coordination. So I just want to say thank you very much. Give a shout out to them.
To Steve and Aaron Wilmer,
yes,
who
sir.
This is like the fifth time. So yeah. That's another like $5 they owe me now.
I love Aaron Wilmer. I'm going to mention her too. She is one of our banner sponsors. We have
yeah.
banner sponsors available for $100 if you want to hang your banner at the Wine and Art event. And Edward Jones, Aaron Wilmer, is one of our banner sponsors.
Yep.
She's always sponsoring things in Perdido Key. We love her.
Awesome.
So we're going to have to get Steve to send you a book. You got to read one of the books.
Okay.
They're great.
Okay.
All right, Steve. Now it's $10. Fair trade. I know he's listening, so I'm going to tell him. So anyway. Okay, guys, I want to thank all of you for coming in and hanging out with me today and putting up with my lousy sarcasm this afternoon. But I wish all of you luck in these things coming up. I'm going to have to get off the air because I have to go register my kids for camp.
Awesome.
And then we got to go crack open some wine.
That's
so,
right.
Guys, you
a
can,
lot of fun.
That's it. You can find us at Picola BRX on Facebook, or you can find us at Picola Radio X on Twitter, or on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. I want to thank all of you again for coming in today. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.